Welcome to Creative Recovery from Dead Ideas for Faster Workflow, an advanced Ableton lesson for drum and bass production. If you make DNB seriously, you already know this feeling. You build a 16-bar loop, it sounds dangerous for 20 minutes, maybe even an hour, and then suddenly it feels dead, flat, generic, like no matter what you do, it refuses to become a tune. This lesson is about what to do next, not how to force a bad idea for 6 more hours. Not how to endlessly tweak EQ and distortion hoping magic appears. This is about recovering dead ideas quickly, intelligently, and with a workflow that actually helps you finish more music. In advanced drum and bass, the issue usually isn't that your sounds are too weak. More often, the loop has no arrangement logic. The bass and drums are competing. The phrase is too static. The groove works, but the identity is unclear, or you've processed the life out of it. So in this session, we're building a repeatable recovery workflow in Ableton Live. The goal is to diagnose why an idea feels dead, generate strong variations fast, force arrangement momentum, salvage the strongest material, and turn a stalled loop into something playable and useful. Think of this as your emergency kit for when inspiration drops off but the session still needs results. By the end, you want one thing above all: momentum. Ideally, you'll have a 16 to 32 bar DNB sketch that used to feel dead and now exists in multiple usable forms. Maybe a drop A, a drop B variation, an intro tease, a breakdown texture, and a switch section. That's the win. Let's start with the most important move: diagnosis. Before changing anything, figure out what is actually wrong and do it fast. Open the loop and solo your main groups one at a time: drums, bass, musical or atmospheric layers, and effects or transitions. Now ask yourself four questions. First, is the groove dead, or is the sound palette dead? If the drums don't move, you're dealing with a rhythm problem. If the drums move but the whole thing still feels boring, then the sounds or the identity are the issue. Second, is the bass carrying too much responsibility? This is a massive one in DNB. Producers often expect the bass to provide groove, hook, tension, transitions, and raw energy all by itself. That's too much. If the bass is trying to do everything, the tune usually collapses under that pressure. Third, does the loop have contrast? If every two bars repeats the same bass phrasing, same hats, same top loop energy, the listener checks out mentally, even if the sounds are good. And fourth, what is the strongest element in the loop? Pick one or two only. Maybe it's the drum groove. Maybe it's the reese. Maybe it's a break layer, an atmosphere, a vocal chop, a foghorn movement, or a stab. Only one or two things deserve protection. Everything else is replaceable. A really useful habit here is to write a one-line diagnosis. Something like, drums good, bass static, or bass strong. Drums too polite, or atmosphere strong, no hook. Or good drop loop, no intro path. That note sounds simple, but it stops random tweaking. It gives the session a direction. Now once you know the problem, don't attack the original destructively. Save a new version of the project right away. Name it something obvious, like track name Recovery 01. Then duplicate your core groups: drums, bass, music, effects. Create a section called Recovery Tests, either in Session View or Arrangement View. Duplicate your 16-bar loop into four versions. Label them clearly: Groove Fix, Sound Swap, Arrangement Flip, and Resample Madness. And yes, those names matter. In advanced workflow, track names should become instructions. Instead of leaving things as Audio 17 or Bass Duplicate 4, we name them based on intent. Bass less notes, tops half density, drop no atmos, switch filtered breaks. That kind of naming cuts indecision massively. Now let's run one of the fastest recovery tools you can use, the mute test. Play the loop and mute one group at a time for about 8 bars. Start with bass, then drums, then musical layers, then effects. Listen for relief. If muting the bass improves the loop, your bass is probably overcrowding the groove. If muting the hats or tops improves it, the top end is likely overhyping the loop and making it tiring. If muting atmos helps, the space is muddy. If muting the drums kills everything instantly, then the drums are your true hook and you should lean into that hard. Here's the recovery rule: keep what creates instant identity, replace what creates drag. In darker and heavier DNB, that often means keeping the kick and snare spine, keeping one signature bass gesture, and replacing all the decorative mid-range clutter around it. Now, a lot of producers make the same mistake here. The loop feels stale, so they immediately reach for new samples or a new synth patch. But usually the first thing to fix is movement, not sound choice. So before changing sounds, rebuild the groove. Dart with drum contrast through micro variation, rolling DNB dies when every lead in, every hat sequence, every pre-snare moment repeats exactly. Keep the main kick and snare stable as your anchor. Change the ghost snares, pre-snare fills, top loop slices, and hat velocities on your drum group. A simple stock chain can go a long way. Use EQ8 to remove unnecessary lows from tops, somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. Add drum bus with a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%, and very low crunch. Use glue compressor with a gentle ratio, around 2 to 1, and just 1 to 2 dB of reduction. Then a saturator with soft clip and a little drive, but the real fix is in the pattern. Remove one hi-hat hit every 2 bars. Add a ghost snare 1/16 before the main snare, maybe once every 4 bars. Layer in just the ghost movement from an amen or think break under clean drums. Nudge a few hat hits slightly off-grid for swing while keeping the snare locked. And if you use groove pool, use it strategically. Don't humanize everything. Build A and B groove identities. Maybe one version is tighter and more technoid. Another is looser and more junglist. This audio version is shortened for playback.